Now, a story about a kind of drug testing and a complaint of bias. Random drug testing of Boston police officers has turned up a disproportionate number of positive results among African-American officers. According to the department, over the past 3 years, 26 out of the 45 cops who tested positive are black, 3 are Hispanic. Together, that's almost two-thirds of the positive drug tests on a force that's only about one-third non-white. The NAACP and an association of minority officers have charged that the reason for so many positives is the nature of the test. Boston uses hair testing. They contract with Psychometrics Corporation of Cambridge, Massachusetts, where Bill Thistle is general counsel. And Mr. Thistle, I'm going to put the NAACP's charge to you in a moment, but first I'd like you to explain how hair testing works.
When drugs are utilized, the drugs and the drug metabolites circulate through the system in the bloodstream. Those drugs and metabolites are deposited in various areas of your body, including hair, urine, saliva, sweat. And as the hair grows out through the scalp, the drug residues are entrapped in the hair matrix, and they can be measured when that hair is cut.
Well, what's the difference between hair testing and urine testing?
Perhaps the greatest difference is the longer window of detection. With a urine test, drugs are detectable for much shorter periods of time. For instance, cocaine is generally detectable for 1 to 3 days in urine. Heroin might be detectable for only a day in urine, which means you have to be doing the drug fairly close in time to the test. With hair analysis, a 1.5-inch sample of head hair would give you an approximate 3-month window of drug use. And in terms of answering the question, is this person a drug user, hair analysis would therefore provide a more accurate and reliable answer.
And the bald police officer, how would he be tested?
A bald police officer, you could use a body hair sample, or if there was some medical reason why you couldn't get a hair sample, you would put that person on some sort of a fallback position. You could use some other methodology.
Okay, here's what the NAACP alleges according to today's Boston Globe. They say that darker hair tends to absorb and retain drugs longer than lighter hair, and that includes drugs that you're exposed to at work, say, and not drugs you ingested. So they say that this test is going to understate drug use among light-haired subjects and overstate drug use among the dark-haired, and that group would presumably include most, if not all, African Americans.
The fact of the matter is that this issue has been looked at inside out and backwards, and there's been numerous published scientific studies with tens of thousands of individuals comparing hair and urine results. And each one of these large-scale human population studies dealing with race or hair color bias have concluded that there are no factors that create any variations that, to create a bias. It's just simply not there.
There apparently is a University of Utah study which shows that cocaine and amphetamines bind to the melanin pigment, which would darken color, in rats. Might that mean more melanin, more positive drug test results?
Well, you're talking about rat fur. We're testing police, human police officers, and there are differences between fur and humans. But also, we actually, as part of our process, the melanin is spun out, and the test that we do is conducted on a colorless, melanin-free sample.
In the world of drug testing, what share of the business generally is hair testing, and what's the trend?
Well, I think by far urine testing is more widely used than hair testing, but I think the hair testing is probably maybe less than 5% of all the testing that's being done. But you're seeing that growing, especially for pre-employment testing, where the issue of doing a urine test with a 3-day or a 1-day window is basically an IQ type of test.
You're saying that a urine test is an IQ test because all you have to do is be smart enough to know you shouldn't use any drugs for 3 days before you go for the job interview.
In an announced urine test, all you need to do is abstain for several days, and you'll test negative. If you don't have several days to plan, the Internet is filled with probably hundreds of sites where you can buy adulterant products.
And if I scanned the Internet for rumors and methods of how one thwarts hair testing, would I find at least some folklore out there?
You'll find some products on the Internet claiming to be able to wash drugs out of hair. We test those products when we see them come up. At times, I think we're the largest purchaser of those products in the country. And we get them, we test them, and most of them turn out to be simply shampoo.
Uh-huh. And they don't work?
For $130, you get yourself a nice bottle of Prel. And yet, that's correct, they don't work.
Mr. Thistle, thank you very much for talking with us.
No problem.
Bill Thistle, general counsel and vice president of Psychomedics Corporation of Cambridge, Massachusetts, which performed the hair testing on the Boston Police Department.